Defeating Obama. Politics, in a sense, has always been a con game, wrote Joe McGinnis in his classic book, The Selling of the President, 1968. McGinnis pointed out that U.S. presidential candidates, ever since Dwight Eisenhower in 1952, have routinely hired advertising agencies. Image packaging has become so much a part of presidential politics that top political operatives of both parties have been forced to realize that you sell your candidates and your programs the way a business sells its products. A generation before Joe McGinnis, the importance of imaging was fully appreciated by Edward Bernays, the man who created the modern public relations business. Yet Bernays fundamentally disagreed with McGinnis. Not personality, but the ability of the candidate to carry out the party's program adequately, and the program itself should be emphasized in a sound campaign. Bernays continued, "Even Henry Ford, the most picturesque personality in business in America today, has become known through his product, not his product through him." In other words, a con game was not enough to win. The candidate should never be allowed to become the message. In 2008, David Axelrod and Barack Obama decided to run a presidential campaign on a cult of personality. Will they succeed, especially given Obama's leftist political record? In U.S. presidential general elections, the winner is determined more by issues than by personality. Here, John McCain has an advantage. McCain's strength involves policy issues, especially with a general electorate that in the United States is still today more center-right politically than it is far left. By pressing issues, McCain can force Obama to enter the specifics of policy arguments, pointing out contradictions. Every time Obama tries to move from his leftist voting record to the political center. Obama succeeded in the Democratic primaries by positioning left of Hillary Clinton. But this very advantage could easily turn around to defeat him in a general election campaign in which voters typically reject extreme policy positions.